in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Please, while we're still standing, welcome to Spirit Essence. Hallelujah. I'll still come back. We've not prayed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shake somebody and say, welcome. Tell somebody that today you will be blessed too. Tell somebody that today you will understand. Hallelujah. Please, with a clapping, a joyous, a powerful clap, I want you to welcome my pastor, my father. He's my priest, my prophet. Hallelujah. Please keep on clapping as I welcome my pastor, the branch pastor of this church, Reverend Pastor Ibere Ibezi. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let's pray. How many of you know this song? Draw me close to you.
Jesus' name.
please sit down. I just have a few minutes. Just a few minutes. You're welcome to Spirit Essence. Why not celebrate Jesus? Hallelujah. You're not clapping like people that want to get testimonies. Praise the Lord. We're talking about the will of the Father. Can we repeat that? Yeah, like now, I can't see a 70-year-old person here. We're talking about the will of the Father. Can somebody say that? Hallelujah. The will of the Father, that's what we're talking about. You know, the Father is not your father. He's not your earthly father. We're talking about the Father in heaven. When Jesus came, he taught the disciples a prayer. He said, "Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come," and all that, and all that. So we are talking about the will of the Father. Can somebody give to me Hebrews chapter number 10 from verse 6? Hebrews chapter 10, verse 6. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 6. Hebrews chapter 10 from verse 6. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 6. In burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin, thou hast had no pleasure. It's Apostle Paul that wrote the book of Hebrews. I don't know how many of us are here. Praise the Lord now.
Hallelujah.
I know if you read through the scriptures, every other writing, you will still see the name of the writer there. If you read Romans, you will see Apostle Paul writing. But if you read Hebrews, you will see his name there. You know, one of the reasons is this. Hallelujah. Has somebody ever called you on phone before he will introduce himself? He has already passed the message. Eh? Maybe somebody that is owing you. You have been calling him and he's not picking because he knows your number. Maybe another day you decided to choose another line to call the person. So when the person picks the call, what do you do? You drop your message before the person gets the information that is you. One of the things that happened to Apostle Paul was that he said, "My desire for my people Israel is that they will be saved." One of the people that opposed him more are the Israelites, the Jews. That was why God said to him, "I'm sending you to the Gentiles." I don't know what somebody said. So, wouldn't have been wisdom for him to start the letter by putting his name there because his people will not accept it. Are we together? So Apostle Paul in writing, he said, "In burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin, thou hast had no pleasure." Verse 7. You have to be fast because there is no time, so that they can invite me another day. "Then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book, it is written of me, to do thy will." This is the prophecy of Jesus. Hallelujah. He is the one talking now. Amen. Verse 8. "Above, when he said, sacrifice and offering and burnt offerings and offering for sin, thou wouldest not, neither had pleasure therein, which are offered by the law." Verse 9. "Then said he, lo, I come to do thy will, O God. He taketh away the first, that he may establish the second." Praise the Lord. Jesus speaking, he said, "I come to do thy will." And tonight we're talking about the will of the Father. You know, if you read through the scriptures, you discover that there are different dispensations. When Adam appeared in the scene, hallelujah. When Adam appeared in the scene, Adam was neither mortal nor immortal. He was just an innocent being. It was a state of probation that guy was. It was a state of innocence. And we call that dispensation the dispensation of what? Innocence. When Adam sinned, we entered into another dispensation, the dispensation of conscience. That people do things by their conscience. The conscience of man was awakened. After that dispensation, after the flood, we entered the dispensation of human government. Praise the Lord. Are you a judge? Hallelujah. After that, we entered into another dispensation. That is the call of Abraham. We entered into the dispensation. The dispensation of the human government was when you saw the Tower of Babel and all that. After that, Abraham appeared into the scene. That's in Genesis chapter 12. That's the dispensation of promise. Are you here? After the dispensation of promise, we entered into another dispensation. That's the dispensation of the law. It was now the dispensation of the law that brought us into where we are now. That's the dispensation of grace. Amen. After the dispensation of grace, that will culminate by the rapture, we enter into another dispensation. That is the dispensation of the kingdom. Why not say amen? Dispensation of the kingdom. So we are in the dispensation of grace. Hallelujah. I'll just drop the bombshell and then we'll go. So, but hear this. Not in Adam. Not even in Abraham. Not in Moses was the will of God done. This man I mentioned now, I hope you know, Adam was not really as bad as we see him. Oh, are we here? For those of you that blame Adam, you must have done some things worse than what Adam did. What did Adam do? They say no chop, in go chop. After that period, did you ever hear or see from the scripture that Adam did anything wrong again? Eh? You that is sitting down here, that is born again, you must have done one or two things after you were born again. True of us. After we heard that Adam ate the fruit, we never hear of anything negative about Adam. That's why when Luke was writing about him, do you know how Luke ended the discussion about Adam? He said, Adam, the son of God. Okay, you think that Adam is in hell. Adam is not. Adam did not go to hell. Is it shocking you? Adam is not in hell. To be precise, before God pushed them out of the Garden of Eden, the sin of Adam was atoned for. Genesis chapter 3 is there. The Bible says God killed an animal, used it to cover Adam. If God and Adam were quarreling, God wouldn't have done that. Bible read with understanding, you know. So I don't see Adam in heaven tomorrow saying, now you cause, waiting make us know they succeed. If you fail today, it's not because of Adam. If you fail today, it's because you rejected Christ. People don't go to hell because of any other thing. People go to hell just because of one thing. They rejected the sacrifice of Jesus. Look at what the Bible says. It says, in sacrifices and offering, thou wouldest not, you are not interested in them. Then I say, I come in the volume of the books that is written of me to do thy will, O God. Hallelujah. Let me even tell you, the will of the Father is not in commandments. The will of the Father is not in do's and don'ts. The will of the Father is in a person. His name is God Christ. You want to understand what the will of God is? It's not about, don't do this. Don't do the other one. Do this and don't do this other one. No. You want to understand what the will of God is? The person that actually came to typify what the will of God is. His name is not Abraham. His name is not Elijah. You know, some of us in the new dispensation, we have problem. God send not Elijah here to bring the fire down. You don't understand where you belong. How can you be talking about Elijah? Bible says, among everybody born of a woman, there is no one that is greater than John the Baptist. Yet, the least in the kingdom is greater than John the Baptist. Among everybody born of woman, none is greater than John the Baptist. So, including Abraham, including Enoch. You know, the Bible says Enoch walked with God, and he was no more because God took him. Why? Because he pleased the Lord. I don't know what somebody said. But concerning us, concerning humanity, God said, Jesus said, listen, everybody born of a woman, there is no one greater than John the Baptist. So, was Abraham born of a woman? Yes. Elijah, born of a woman, yes. Enoch, born of a woman, yes. Moses, Joshua, and all the rest of them, they were born of women. The Bible says none is greater than John the Baptist. So, before the coming of John the Baptist, there was no one greater than him. But the Bible says the least in the kingdom, that is the least in the dispensation where we belong, is greater than the John the Baptist. You know why? Do you know why? Because there has never been any human being that God lived inside of. No one. Listen. The kingdom of God is no other place than inside of you. What is a kingdom? The domain of a king. Jesus rules in your heart. Your heart is his kingdom. Abraham did not have that kind of privilege. So how can somebody be singing in this dispensation, God will send another Elijah, when you are here? See, you don't know. Hallelujah. Don't you realize that Elijah called down fire? We're not talking about calling down fire. We have something greater than fire, calling down fire. Who brought the fire? Is it not God that brought the fire? The bringer of the fire is inside of you. So we are not talking about the offshoot of what he brings. We are talking about the person that lives in us. Are you in church? The will of the Father. So let me just bring it down. Because if we say the will of the Father is the person of Jesus, it sounds ambiguous. Listen, I'm about to close. Jesus came to do only one thing. Jesus came to do only one thing. John chapter 10, verse 10. 1 John chapter 5, verse 11. Hallelujah. Look at that. Everybody read, one to go. If you are writing, also write John chapter 1, verse 5. Hey, let's read this one. One to go. Let's start from the beginning. The thief cometh not, but for to what? To do what again? To do what again? But I am come. Hallelujah. I like the way that Jesus introduces himself. You know, the correct English would have been, I have come. But he said, I am come. That's the same name he told Moses in the wilderness. When they asked him, who do I tell the children of Israel that visited me? He said, my name is I am. Before Abraham, I am. I am come. That they might do what? Have life. This is the singular purpose that Jesus came. Let me show you another scripture. John chapter 1, verse 5. John chapter 1, verse 5. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Go up a little bit. Verse 4. In him was what? And the life was the light of men. This is what he came to introduce. He said, in me is life. 1 John chapter 5, verse 11. 1 John chapter 5, verse 11. And this is the record that God had given to us what? And this life is in his Son. How did we get eternal life? Listen. For those of you that sing, eternal, eternal life, I want to live eternal life. God save my soul. You know, we are in primary school. I attended one village school like that. So, I said, we used to sing the song, eternal, eternal life. We didn't know what we are singing. We don't know, even our teachers don't know. When teachers are like, you don't know. So, we are singing, eternal, eternal life, eternal, eternal life. I want to live eternal life. God save me so. CMSs, CMS, Church Missionary Society. That's what Anglican Church was known for before. So we didn't know what they were singing. We were singing, we want to live eternal life. God save us. Listen, people of God, eternal life is not what you are going to have.
when you die.
The Bible says this is the record that God has given to us. Remember, John was writing to the saints. This is the record that God has already given to us. Eternal life. To portray it more. Can you give us verse 12? Can you give us verse 12? He that had the Son does what? And he that had not the Son of God had not what? Verse 13. This thing have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know. Not that you will have, that you have it already. How can God be proud to call me his son when his life is not in me? You shouldn't be answering child of God when the life of God is not in you. This is the same life that God has. I was preaching in the morning. I said, do you know one thing about God? One thing about God is that what he has, he gives to you the same measure, the same quantity, the same value, the same value. God does not give to us an inferior thing and reserve for himself the superior one. No. If it is righteousness, if God is giving to you, it is the same righteousness that he has that he's going to give to you. If it is eternal life, it is the same life that God has that he's going to give to you. This life is God's way. Hallelujah. Are you in church? Glory to God. The will of the Father is a person. And that person came to bring something to us. Let me show you the last scripture and I'll pray. Galatians chapter 3 verse 21. Galatians chapter 3 verse 21. You say, it's the law. You know, Apostle Paul was talking about the law, trying to contrast the law with the promise, trying to contrast the law with what Jesus did. He said, is the law against the promises of God? Hallelujah. He said, God forbid. Everybody hear me? Do you know the problem? If you read the book of Hebrews, you discover the problem was not the law. The problem was the people. Paul said, the law is holy and righteous, but I am a man stored under sin. That was why the Bible says, the law, using an occasion of what is supposed to be meant for good. Hallelujah. It now was turned around against us in the sense that, listen to this. If you go to a tailor shop, what is the most common thing you will see there? Sewing machine. Apart from sewing machine, scissors. Do you know, assuming you are a tailor and you are sleeping in the shop and an armed robber enters there and sees a scissors, he can use the scissors that is meant to cut clothes to kill you. The truth is that the problem is not the scissors. The problem is a person that entered that did not know the use of the scissors. The scissors was meant to cut clothes. Somebody has used it against you. I don't know whether somebody said. Are you in church? That was how the law was turned against us. The problem is not the law. The problem is the people that are keeping the law. They couldn't keep it. Bible says, is the law against the promises of God? Say, God forbid. For if there had been a law, that's to tell you that from the time Adam failed, what God was looking for is how to release life to us. Just by one man, sin entered into the world, and death by sin. Thereby, death passed to all men. Because of this, all have sinned. So there was death that entered into the race of man. So the Bible says, if there had been a law that would have given what? Life. So God's problem that he wanted to solve all the while here on earth. Because when we talk about the will of the Father, we are talking about the planet Earth. You can't go to heaven and talk about the will of the Father. It's not possible. Because unconsciously or consciously, what is done there is God's will. So we can only talk about the will of the Father here. That was why it was a prayer by Jesus in Luke chapter 17. In Luke chapter 11, say,
Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth. Why was he praying the prayer? Because, hallelujah, this is earth and the will of God is not being done here. And what can bring the will of God to pass in this generation in our lives is when people receive the life of God. You are able to live a righteous life, a holy life, a godly life, because you have the life of God in you. Are you in church? So the Bible says, if there had been any law that would have given life, boy, righteousness would have been by the law. So what it means is that once life comes, righteousness comes. Amen. You know the good thing, or the good aspect of it, is that that life is made available to every Christian. And what God expects us to manifest in his will is to distribute the life. That is why it is wrong for you, a Christian, not to preach the gospel. Because once you preach the gospel, what you do is an extension of that life. The life is introduced into the life of that person. Righteousness comes in. Holiness is manifested. Everything, the fruit of the Spirit, takes place that will have a perfect society. That we don't even need to start praying again. Let thy will be done. Why? Because unconsciously, somebody that has this life begins to manifest the life of God. Begins to manifest the will of God. I don't know whether somebody's here. Glory to God. So what are we talking about when we talk about the will of the Father? We are talking about you, manifesting the life that you already have. Brothers and sisters, do you know, with all fairness, whether it affects me or any other person, do you know that if we have this life and we die of any kidney failure, heart failure, it is a shame and a disgrace to redemption? Because we shouldn't have this life and complain of anything. Do you know what granted Jesus boldness? A man that was born in a manger, the father was a carpenter, the mother never had any handwork. The Bible says he distinguished himself, that even the day he died, that people were struggling for his clothes, that Herod said, wow, that I want to see this man. Can you remember the day that Jesus was being judged? Is he Herod or Caiaphas? One of the leaders there said, please, I just want to see this man because I've been hearing about him. Listen, people don't come to hear about poor people or people that don't have relevance. You can't have a king clamoring to see or to hear about him. Miracles everywhere. He entered into a place and he had 5,000 men, no food for them to eat. He told the disciples, what do you have? Because a man without life does not get stranded. He entered where Lazarus was lying and everybody was crying. The sister said, if you have been here, my brother wouldn't have died. He said, please come and show me where he's buried. The sister said, by this time, my brother would have been smelling. He said, Mary, did I not tell you that if you can believe, you will see the glory of God? And he got to the tomb. He said, take away the stone, and they rolled away the stone. He called Lazarus, said, Lazarus, come forth. And Lazarus, the Bible says, he that was dead jumped back to life. That's what the life does. I don't know whether somebody's here. That life is what makes you to forgive. While he was on the cross, listen, what made Jesus to actually say, Father, forgive them, because they don't know what they are doing, is because of that life. You can't have that life and live a life of unforgiveness. Father, forgive them because they don't know what they are doing. Why? Because there is a life in you that is repugnant and repulsive to hatred. Whenever that life comes in, boy, life changes for you. Things begin to change for you. You begin to think differently. Faith comes in. Righteousness comes in. Everything begins to change. I don't know where somebody's here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. So it will be funny for you to have the life and keep it to yourself. I have never seen any person that has any good thing that wants to keep it to himself. I want to pray for you. Father, we thank you. We give you glory. Thank you, oh my Father, forgiven us your Son and give your Spirit, your word of heaven.
I want you to lift up your voice. Say, God, I thank you. Because the life of Jesus is in you. I am come that you, destiny, will have life. That you, rose, will have life. When the life enters, confusion will go. Somebody says, I don't even know who to marry. It's not when that life enters you. Confusion is lifted. I don't know where to live, whether to live in Lagos or Port Harcourt, to live in Ukraine or to live in Nigeria. It's not where that life is. Oh, glory to your name, Jesus. The will of the Father. The will of the Father is that this life will go around the planet Earth. That your father, you will get it. Your mother will also have it. Your brothers and sisters can get it. The Muslims can have it. That's the will of the Father. I am come that they might have life. And have it in abundance. The life of God. The life of Jesus. Everybody lift up your hands. And I pray for you in the name of Jesus. I pray that the fullness of this life be manifested through your life. In the name of Jesus Christ, may your eyes open unto the fullness of this life, that we will live to the fullness and the understanding of this life, that we will not get to heaven and say, oh, I didn't know that so and so privileges are attached to the life that I have. Open up our eyes. Open up our eyes, that we might know you, the only true God. Blessed be your name, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus.